Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We sift through the noise to bring you the insights that matter. Today, we're looking at something pretty interesting, an AI guide called Today. Mm-hmm. Think of it like a personal AI for your mind, aimed at helping you find a bit more clarity, maybe some emotional balance. So our mission today is to figure out how this app actually goes beyond, you know, the standard mood trackers we've all seen. It says it provides real, actionable insight, helps you track mood, yeah, but also uncover patterns, access science-based tools anytime, anywhere. So let's just jump in. What makes Today different? Is it really not just another mood tracker?
Right. Well, that's exactly where the creators started. They were apparently quite explicit that they didn't want to build just another mood tracker. They felt that whole, how are you feeling today? Question. It often just scratches the surface. It kind of misses the point.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. It can feel a bit shallow sometimes.
Exactly. So that led them to develop something they felt was deeper. It's called the Happy Lifestyle Index, or HLI.
HLI.
Okay. Yeah, and if you think about it, the HLI is basically meant to be like a dashboard for your emotional energy.
Yeah.
It maps where it's going across different parts of your life.
Ah, so it helps you see visually maybe where you can make adjustments.
Precisely. Where small changes might lead to, you know, better balance overall.
That's a really key difference. And, you know, the sources we looked at mentioned this idea of no miracle routines, no 5 a.m. wake-ups. I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
It seems Today really tries to fit into your actual week, the messy one, not some idealized version, which honestly feels more realistic.
It does. It acknowledges that change often comes from small, consistent shifts, not huge overhauls.
Right. So here's where it gets really interesting for me. How does this HLI thing work in practice? Like, what do you actually do in the app day to day?
Okay, so it's built around daily check-ins. You can type them out or use voice input if you prefer.
Voice input, okay.
Yeah, and then the AI gives you some feedback, tries to nudge you towards understanding why you might be feeling a certain way. It also offers these tools called Reframe and Reset.
Reframe and Reset, what do they do?
They're sort of guided prompts or little exercises designed to help you shift your perspective pretty quickly or maybe break out of a negative thought loop. So imagine you had a rough meeting at work. Instead of just logging stressed, Today might ask something like, okay, what specific thought is making this feel stressful right now?
Ah, okay. So it pushes you a bit deeper than just naming the feeling.
Exactly. And over time, you track these things through your HLI. You start reflecting on decisions, patterns, maybe emotional triggers you hadn't noticed. The aim is to build that mental clarity habit without, you know, feeling like you need to write a novel every day.
Makes sense.
And here's a really fascinating detail that came up in beta testing. Sometimes the AI responds with another question.
Oh, instead of an answer.
Yeah. And testers apparently loved it. They saw it as a feature, not a bug, because it made them think more deeply.
Wow. Okay. That is clever. Turning a potential frustration into something that actually encourages more self-reflection.
Mm.
But I wonder, could that be, well, annoying sometimes? If you're looking for a quick fix and the AI just asks more questions, how does it balance that?
That's a fair question. And it really taps into the app's core philosophy. It's not just a gimmick. It reflects this idea about effective self-reflection. Instead of just handing you answers, which can feel a bit passive, right? It acts more like a guide, a Socratic guide, maybe, helping you find your own insights.
Right, empowering the user.
Exactly. But it does balance that questioning approach with those more direct tools, the reframe and reset, for when you need something more actionable. The goal is guidance, not dictation. And this whole approach, it's not just pulled out of thin air. It's grounded in some solid psychology.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, the core methodology was actually developed with a psychology faculty member, an associate professor who specializes in self-reflection and emotional regulation.
Okay, that adds a lot of credibility. So there's real expertise behind it.
Definitely. It means the system is based on established principles, like cognitive behavioral ones, helping you move from just vague feelings to more concrete insights. And they're really clear. You know, Today isn't trying to be a therapist replacement or optimize your life into some rigid system.
Right.
It just wants to offer you a space, a dedicated space to just pause, think, and refocus.
Pause, think, refocus. I like that.
Yeah.
And it seems users are responding well. I saw some reviews saying things like, this app will soon be a must-have.
Mm-hmm. I saw those too.
And others mentioned how it helps them get out of my own head or out of my own way. Another one said, it helps spot small wins I would missed.
Yeah, that small wins point is interesting.
It really is. It sounds like it genuinely helps cut through some of that internal noise we all have and maybe reframe effort as actual progress. That feels like the key takeaway for me. So summing up, it seems today is really trying to help you filter out all the urgent stuff, the important stuff, and maybe just focus on one thing that matters right now. Or like you said, turn those end-of-day moments where your brain is spiraling into actually spotting the real wins.
Which really leads to a final thought, doesn't it? In this world we live in, just overflowing with information, constant distractions, what's the potential impact? How might a tool that's explicitly designed to help you pause, think, and refocus has actually changed your daily mental clarity, your overall well-being? Makes you think, right?